Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, with all the talk about changes to health insurance, the Affordable Care Act, one aspect that is talked about less but impacts millions and millions of people nationwide is the expansion of Medicaid health insurance for lower-income adults and children that was really a central part of the Affordable Care Act. If there are changes to the ACA, the expansion, which allowed millions more to enroll in Medicaid, could potentially go away and revert back to the previous, even lower income levels required to qualify for coverage. Hector De La Torre, who's staying on top of all these issues, of course, leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, is going to guide us through a few of these details. Hector, who qualifies currently for expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act?
There were two key features to the expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. One is a higher income threshold, and the other is many adults, parents, and adults without children. So for an individual, the income level for qualifying in 2016-2017 is over $16,000, and for a family of four, it is over $33,000 of household income. If your personal or household incomes fall below those levels, you can receive Medicaid health coverage. Also, prior to the ACA, only children and some parents could qualify for Medicaid. This eligibility now includes all parents and childless adults if their income meets the threshold. So that was a major change in definition and also income levels.
I think it's important to note, though, that this expansion of Medicaid was allowed, though not mandated. So it's the case that states have to really agree to the expansion, correct?
Yes. States have the option to expand, and 32 states have, including Maryland, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, 19 states have not expanded Medicaid, and that includes Virginia.
If the ACA is indeed repealed, do we have a sense of what's really going to happen to Medicaid?
With repeal, Medicaid goes back to how it worked in 2010, meaning lower income levels for eligibility, and no childless adults would qualify for coverage, and most parents of children who currently get Medicaid would not qualify either. For comparison with the income levels I just mentioned, the income level for an individual to qualify would be $11,000, about $5,000 lower than with the expanded amount. And for a family of four, it would be $24,000, about $9,000 lower than the expanded amount.
Hector, isn't it the case that the states could pick up the cost that the federal government now provides for the expansion of Medicaid?
They could, but most states cannot afford to pick up that share, which is in the billions of dollars annually.
With all the moving pieces for healthcare, how will people know what's happening? In particular, how will Medicaid patients know what's happening?
If and when a change does occur, individuals that are affected will receive a letter from their county Department of Health and Human Services explaining any changes to their benefits or the loss of their benefit. A termination of benefits goes into effect at least 2 weeks after you receive the notice. If you do lose your Medicaid benefit, then it is considered to be a triggering life event that allows you to purchase a plan either in an exchange or in the traditional insurance market outside of open enrollment. Applications, though, must be submitted within 60 days of losing your health insurance.
Well, a lot to digest, a lot to figure out, and of course, something we'll be watching very closely in the days ahead. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. Brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.